with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is postponing the new 25% tariffs on most goods from Mexico for a month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There's a new development in the president's on-again, off-again import tariffs. After talking with Mexico's president, Donald Trump announced a one-month pause on tariffs for most goods from Mexico. This is the second one-month postponement since he first unveiled the import taxes early last month. The president wrote on social media that he and his Mexican counterpart are working hard together on the border and that he's pausing the tariffs as an accommodation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans are pursuing a stopgap measure to keep the government funded through September, looking to shore up support for the continuing resolution with less than 10 days to prevent a government shutdown. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson has outlined plans for the measure, which is expected to extend funding at current levels through the end of the fiscal year, September 30th, and has the backing of President Trump. In a social media post on Wednesday, Mr. Trump said, quote, conservatives will love this bill, calling the continuing resolution, quote, very important, but Republicans are facing pressure to do so without support from Democrats. Johnson told reporters Tuesday that he's hoping to release the text of the continuing resolution by the end of the week. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The House has voted to censure Al Green, a Democratic congressman from Texas, for disrupting President Trump's address to Congress earlier in the week. Green offered no regrets when he explained his actions on the House floor and said he'd do it again. The resolution against Green was approved in a mostly party-line vote of 224 to 198 on Thursday. Yet another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 536 points, the Nasdaq dropping 483. This is SRN News. Women who have abortions are more likely to attempt suicide.
According to a new study in the Journal of Psychosomatic Obstetrics and Gynecology, 35% of women who have had an abortion will go on to try and take their own life. That's three times more than women who have not had the procedure. Dr. Ingrid Skop of the Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute tells the Christian Post, quote, we must believe these women who tell us directly that their abortion caused them harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's touting its persecution of Christians. The communist government released a statement saying that its public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They've worked to curb the growth and spread of cults, mitigating potential threats to national security. China considers Christianity to be a cult and only allows worship inside heavily regulated state churches where the party's put first. This is SRN News. The New Zealand government is making it easier for residents to fight retail crime.
The government plans to amend the Crimes Act to give all New Zealanders greater ability to detain people stealing from retail stores. The current legislation does not protect retailers or security guards from liability if they try to detain an offender. Under the new law, citizens will be able to intervene to stop any Crimes Act offense at any time of day, provided they call the police. The law says that reasonable force, including restraints, can be used when making an arrest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The National Transportation Safety Board says a cockpit voice recorder was not working on a medical transport plane that crashed in Philadelphia in January and likely had not been working for several years. In a preliminary report issued Thursday, the NTSB also confirms the flight crew made no distress calls. More at SRNnews.com.